I say this because I know it's a completely different situation, but here we are with the Supreme Court Justice nominee Brett Kavanaugh. He has accusers, and our own president is repeating these narratives of, I don't know, were people drunk? It was a long time ago. Where were her loving parents? Which is the opposite of what Me Too is trying to do.
Absolutely. I think the Me Too movement is dynamic, and even though there are going to be some people who are going to continue to assassinate the character of these sexual assault victims and
more
survivors,
than some people, some of the most powerful people in the world.
Absolutely, and that's going to remain. But you know what? Now, these survivors have a community and they have support. And with the conviction of Bill Cosby, they now know that justice can be served, that justice can prevail.
And again, I know they're very different situations, but tomorrow when Brett Kavanaugh's accuser, Dr. Christine Blasey Ford, is going to be questioned, they're now bringing in a sex crimes specialist, a woman who has decades of experience. Is due process taking place here, seeing that it is just Christine Ford and it is just Brett Kavanaugh? We're not subpoenaing Mark Judge. There is no FBI investigation. Can she actually do her job here?
You know, due process is the opportunity to be heard. And I admire Dr. Ford, given this constrained process, coming forward under these constraints, being scrutinized in the public eye and also for the Judiciary Committee, excuse me. Can due process occur under these settings? It's going to remain to be seen.